Would you worship a donkey or an elephant? With that, a well-meaning Republican Party has found itself in a holy mess. The Fort Bend County Republican Party in Texas thought they were wooing Indian American voters. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. September is the month when Hindus worship Ganesha, the elephant-headed god who removes all obstacles. The Republican Party put out an ad in the India Herald newspaper with a cute Ganesha and ticked off his attributes: large stomach to peacefully digest all the good and bad in life, a big head to think out of the box, large ears to listen to others attentively, and then the clincher: would you worship a donkey or an elephant? The choice is yours, Fort Bend County Republican Party. The Hindu American Foundation said in a statement that while it appreciated the GOP's attempt to reach out to Hindus, equating Hindus' veneration of Lord Ganesha with choosing a political party based on its animal symbol is problematic and offensive. The chairman of the party had to eat crow and said this highlights the difficulty in outreach that can be positive for one group but not for another in the same community. Oh, multiculturalism is hard these days. Even elephant-headed gods are thin-skinned. The problem is, among all the gods in the Hindu pantheon, Ganesha, with his plump belly, his broken tusk, is the most prone to Disneyfication. It's hard to remember he's a god and not a cartoon character like Dumbo.
Mrs. Jumbo! I hope she's in. Someone to see ya!
But here's how Ganesha got his elephant's head. His mother Parvati made him out of rubbings of turmeric paste with which she had anointed herself and left him outside her chamber, saying he was to allow no one in. When the god Shiva, her husband, tried to enter, little Ganesha barred his way. An incensed Shiva struck off his head. When Parvati realized what had happened, she threatened to destroy the world. The terrified gods asked Shiva to bring the boy back to life. So he gave him the head of the first living creature he found, a bull elephant belonging to the rain god. And the boy was resurrected. It's led to the Indian Prime Minister calling this proof that India invented plastic surgery.
Koi to plastic surgeon hoga us zamane mein.
But that's not the point. This is not a story of India invented it first. This is a story about mother and child, a powerful goddess and a son who is born without the help of a husband. A smart boy, when he and his brother Kartika, the god of war, embarked on a race to circumnavigate the world, Kartika huffed and puffed and set off at great speed. Ganesha just sat his parents down and went around them, for to him, they were his world. It's a Cain and Abel story of sibling rivalry, but without the bloodshed. Growing up in India, it was incredible to read this story and know that even in our ancient myths, the handsome, super athletic school jock didn't always win the race. In Western India, everything comes to a halt during the Ganesh festival as streets are jam-packed with dancing crowds. There's a pilgrimage circuit of 8 Ganesh temples in the west of India. At the Ganesha temple in Theur, one of the 8, I met a long line of devotees in the great wooden hall. One had come because she did well in her exams. One had come hoping to do well. They both rang the bell outside. But outside the faith, he has become more Disney and less God. But unlike a Disney character, he is in the public domain, free to be emblazoned on t-shirts, keychains, lunchboxes. And unfortunately, he also ends up on things he should never be. American Eagle put him on slippers. Sitting Pretty put him on toilet seats. Cafe Press put Ganesha and other gods on thongs and yoga mats. No one intended to disrespect him. Ganesha is cool. But the danger of cool is even a god becomes a commodity to be bought and sold and used to court voters. Perhaps Ganesha does not care. After all, he is the god who removes obstacles. He stands next to a rat because he gets rid of problems that bother us like rats and bandicoots. Surely he can deal with being on a yoga mat or a GOP flyer. Perhaps. But still, one should think long and hard before annoying any god, especially one with the memory of an elephant. Deva Shri Ganesha, Deva Shri Ganesha, Deva Shri Ganesha, Deva Shri Ganesha. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Deva Shri Ganesha, Deva Shri Ganesha, Deva Shri Ganesha.